woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and down King Street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking, we cater for everyone. Jolly's walking, boost up your immune system. Jolly's walking, yeah. Cause the Father Fox, whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy, they boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
A pleasant good morning to you. It is Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday, 25. Wednesday, 25 September, 25th September, as most people would say. It is a beautiful sunny day here on Dominica. Many of us were looking at the sea yesterday, wondering what was happening. The Bayfront, you know, massive bath yesterday as waves came crashing through and spilling water all on the streets. But this one, the sea seemed a little calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's still a little, it's still rough, but it's not as rough as it as yesterday. So we're thankful. Let me begin by thanking the many people who turned out to the National Wellness Run that was held last week, Saturday, September 21. We began at the Kinfield Airport and concluded on the Bayfront. It was a very interesting run because we began beautiful, hot, scorching sun, and then along the route, the weather turned upside down. You would swear and say it was a thunderstorm, lightning, thunder, everything, water can down. But what was even more encouraging is that people continued running in the rain. And even when the race was over or the run was concluded or finished, people said it made them remember their childhood days. They actually enjoyed that connection with nature. And I too was totally soaked, but I really, really enjoyed it.
I'm smiling, Carlton. Good morning to all our listeners. Yes, Carlton, I mean, I really, really enjoyed the run. Like you said, you know, we started off great. You know, I had my cap on, my gears. And by the time I reached by the gas station, let me tell you, it started to drizzle. I said, okay, it's drizzling. That's just a passing cloud.
That's Western Discord in Kinfield.
Yes. Okay. So I figured, you know, it's just a passing cloud. By the time we reached under the cliff, Focole, that was it, Carlton. You saw it as a hurricane, thunder, lightning, and then I looked.
And you really want to get out under that cliff. You don't want to be walking slowly under that cliff with, you know.
So I'll tell you this. So I looked back and, you know, I still saw, you know, that we were the ones behind were coming. And then there was a young lady in front of me. And I said, okay, the bus stop at Focole is coming up. I'll probably take a little pause. Then I realized, you know, she didn't stop. I said, you know what? That's encouragement. Let me continue. And it was fun. We had co-workers, we had friends, and we made it through the rain, the lightning, the thunder, and it was just fun. We were all soaked.
Really,
it was worth it. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. We've already begun getting requests to have it at least twice a year. We've decided to at least have it once a year for the time being. And so around next year, we will be having a bigger crowd. I know that.
Yes.
Because the reviews were tremendous. Let me at this time thank the many sponsors who made this possible. The National Bank of Dominica, Sagicor, the Wasco, Deepak Scholar Lab, Dominican Nurses Association, National Cooperative Credit Union, Dr. Lenora Frivrier-Drygo. I really want to thank her because I think this was the only doctor that really, you know, donated money to the cause. And so I really want to, you know, single-handedly, you know, thank Dr. Frivrier-Drygo, who works with the primary healthcare system, for really, you know, most of people say doctors never give back or they just deal with the clinical aspect, but for a doctor to take her own money and actually donate to the Dominica Diabetes Association, that was remarkable. QFM Radio, of course, our very own QFM, day two, send their check very early to us. Dominica Solid Waste Corporation, they too supported and sponsored the aid bank. We really want to thank all of the sponsors. They really came out in a remarkable way. We really want to single-handedly as well highlight Sagicor because they gave way more than was anticipated. And then again, the staff still went on to give a personal donation. So we want to thank the management and staff of Dominica's Sagicor. Really want to thank them. The Planned Parenthood Association, Dominica Planned Parenthood Association, they too came along very early and sponsored. So we really want to take this opportunity to thank the many sponsors who collaborated with us to make this national wellness run a reality. We really want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. And on behalf of the Dominica Diabetes and Hypertension Society, we really want to thank you. The funds will go to that association. Again, big thank you to all of the sponsors. Let me take this time as well to truly thank the Dominica Police Force. They've always supported our programs at Jolly's Pharmacy. And we really want to thank the rank and file of the Dominica Police Force, Inspector Palam John Baptist from the Traffic Department. Your policemen, your men did a remarkable job. We truly want to thank them for giving us protection and direction on the road with the traffic. So we really want to thank you, thank you, thank you for making this run a reality. Because guess what? Without the police support, this run would not have been as safe as it was.
Exactly.
We also want to thank the Dominica Red Cross because they too gave us a massive discount to make this happen. And so we had an ambulance on site with Red Cross officials to ensure that if any accident or somebody, you know, fell ill, that they could have been taken to the hospital and be treated. And so we really want to thank the Dominica Red Cross for coming on board and for assisting us so much. We surprised the many people who participated, and so we had a first, second, and third prize winners.
I'm the youngest.
Yes, I don't have the names with me, but we surprised them with gifts. Because really and truly, the run wasn't about, in a sense, running for a reward. It was running for a cause. Mm-hmm. And so we just felt at the end to surprise at least the first three winners with something. Justin, what number you came out in the run?
I really don't know.
I came out number 17.
And let me tell you,
I was
happily surprised, O'Carlton. I mean, you started off with us, and every corner I turned, you were nowhere to be seen.
So,
to be honest, you really surprised me.
Thank you. I'm generally a fast walker, but I try to get myself moving. And so I was really excited about the run. And, we really want to thank... I saw two grown people from Dowasco. I really, really wanted to applaud these two ladies because, for people in above 50, past 50, they did remarkable. The two ladies from Dowasco, nice. Really want to thank them. Nice. And I mean, they were an inspiration to younger people as well that you can make it. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to thank them this morning. Jacinta, let's take a short break, maybe just one ad, and then we will talk about this special day. Today is indeed a very special day for us.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one, Jolly's walking. We cater for everyone, Jolly's walking. Boost up your immune system, Jolly's walking.
pharmacy boy Father Fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you on Health Vibes, your very own health talk show brought to you each week by the brand you trust the most, Charlie's Pharmacy. I'm your host, Carlton.
And Jacinta.
Right, so today is actually World Pharmacist Day. Yes, there is a day set aside for us, you know, and we're so privileged to be registered pharmacists here on the island of Dominica, and that a day can be set aside to celebrate the work that pharmacists do. There is Nurses Week, there is Teachers Day, there is, you know, other professional days. Yeah. And so every year, September 25 is set aside as World Pharmacist Day. This year, the focus is safe and effective medicines for all. Safe and effective medicines for all. Jacinta, many of us know that in times past, we were seen as merely tablet counters, compounding chemists, people that almost seemed to have made magic, you know, behind a tall counter, and would give, you know, a portion or a pomade, an ointment or something to someone else who was ill, mm-hmm. and say, apply twice a day or take or give. The, you know, those commands would often be narrated to the client. But in 2019, the face of pharmacy and the practice have changed immensely. You are still considered a young pharmacist, having trained at the University of the West Indies. What would you say, from what you've seen, or even growing up as a young girl,
right,
what you saw the practice were at the time, and what is it now, and what gratifies you most as a pharmacist?
Okay, well, Kati, as you rightly stated, from what I knew growing up and before, you know, I entered into my pharmacist studies, it was I merely saw pharmacists as dispensers, you know, doctors were the ones, you know, consulting, recommending. So that's as far as I could have seen, right? I didn't know as much as I know now. But being in the field itself, being a pharmacist, registered pharmacist, I can certainly tell someone a pharmacist is not just a dispenser. We consult, we recommend, we guide, we assist,
we, you know,
we educate, we now can do screening processes, so we are able to check your pressure, your sugar, your weight, and it's all because this entire arena is evolving, mm-hmm. you know, within every profession. I think it should be as such, you understand? So pharmacists are continually learning, evolving, and our services are expanding. So definitely we are a group of medical professionals that go above and beyond just dispensers.
And that's true. And I think even our record here at Jolly's have spoken immensely and loudly on the role that we've taken. I mean, over the years, our platform has immensely changed.
Definitely.
We have won regional awards. And so the region have seen the work that we've done. And the work that we've done has certainly gone beyond the counter, beyond what the every person would have tangibly experienced when handing in their prescription. And so that in itself resonates the fact that pharmacy practice is immensely changing.
Of course.
I have colleagues in Jamaica and elsewhere who are specialized in pharmacies. They are pharmacists, but they specialize in cardio medicine, or they specialize in immunology, or they specialize in diabetes care, or I have a colleague in the Cayman Islands, she's gone on to specialize in pharmacy law, mm-hmm. you know, so she's gone and do her law degree in medicine, medicinal law. Mm-hmm. I have another pharmacist colleague who now administers immunization, you know, and now is a certified immunization, can give vaccines.
Exactly.
So pharmacists, the role has changed so much, and you can really get now into specialization in different areas. So you could get into public health, you could get into health promotion, you could get into community pharmacy, so you can get into clinical pharmacy, where you walk on the wards with the doctors, mm-hmm. and you actually guide the doctors as to the preferred choice of medication and treatment mm-hmm. for different ailments or conditions. And you would be the one to really monitor mm-hmm. the pharmacological effect of the medicine on the client and Definitely. Would guide the doctor. So, you know, the process. Pharmacists are also trained in toxicology. Mm-hmm. So if somebody gets poisoned, you know, and they get into the hospital, the pharmacist can now be called if you've trained in that area and can give advice as to the right antidote to give to the client to save the client's mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. So there are so many things that pharmacists are now doing. And so when we look at the role, we've seen that we are now way more visible. I must say, though, in Dominica, I find that pharmacists are very much valued and appreciated. People really appreciate the services that we render to them. And mm-hmm. more and more, we're seeing people accessing pharmacists' recommendation, pharmacists' advice, even before they actually access their own doctor or nurse advice. Sometimes even when they see the doctor or the nurse, they still come back to us. They still come to us mm-hmm. for further clarification or even confirmation. Is this really the right medicine? I had a lady yesterday who came from England from a checkup and was prescribed a particular drug and still came back because she said she believed so much in me. Yes, she came from motherland England, but she still felt that she wanted her personal pharmacist to endorse what was given to her,
See?
You know, by the doctor in England. Mm-hmm. And that's the level of trust that people have in the practice and what we do. So far, we can say that Dominica, in terms of practice, we've had a very low record of fatalities or errors that our pharmacists may have done, not in a deliberate way, but sometimes things can happen. We've had low records in Dominica regarding pharmacists and errors. And so that is something, again, we have to be thankful of, mm-hmm. that our pharmacists are very cognizant, they're very aware, they're very alert, competent in the practice of pharmacy. This year, we've seen again, the focus, as we said, is safe and effective medicines for all. Why do you think, though, Jacinta, this theme is so important, that safe and effective medicines for all? Because we've known of counterfeit drugs that have been, you know, circulated in different territories. Mm-hmm. Most countries do have policies regarding counterfeit drugs, even the surveillance and testings of drugs when they're brought in, to ensure that the client is really getting the authentic, actual active ingredient that that is supposed to effect the condition that the client has.
Of course, Carlton. I mean, we have all types of medicines available worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
But when prescribing or recommending a type of medication to anyone, there are many things you have to take into consideration. Is it the right, first of all, the right drug? Mm-hmm. And then we look to dosage, formulation. Because at the end of the day, Carlton, you want to ensure that the person is treated appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ensure that they get the correct recommendation, the correct medication, so that they are well equipped and most effectively treated to get back to optimal health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have the safest and most effective medication taken, then of course you will be back on your feet and to your best health as quickly as possible. It doesn't make sense you get a medication that does not work at its best, or it's not best appropriate for whatever you're mm-hmm. trying to treat.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be safe. So again, for age, for gender, for mm-hmm. you know, any type of complications that the person may have as well, and effective, you want to ensure that it is doing its job and that you get what you seek out of a treatment.
Mm-hmm. And that's important too. Let me just give the numbers just in case somebody may want to make a contribution or may want to say something good about a pharmacist today or the pharmacy practice here on Dominica. They may have their own opinions mm-hmm. or suggestions. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. You may want to call from overseas as well and make a contribution. The numbers are 305-432-9624, 347-349-7431. Those are the numbers. I suspect we have a caller already. So let's hear what this caller has to say this morning. Good morning to you, caller.
Hey, good morning, Carlton.
My good friend, good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Happy Pharmacist Day to you.
Thank you very much.
And also, Justin, sir.
Hi, morning.
And all the other pharmacies on island, especially at Jolly's. And
yes.
Let me say a special happy Pharmacist Day to Stella Giddens.
I suspected she's that.
She's also the mother of my first son.
I know that.
Yes, you said something earlier about somebody had to come to you, the person came from England and had to come to verify with you what they were taking.
Yes.
That has always been the trend, especially, I can go back in the days when Mr. Jolly first opened, and mm-hmm. going back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people were almost coming to him like he was the doctor.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, anything you had, I mean, Jolly's made a name for himself. He was almost like a household name.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would tell you, go by Mr. Jolly, like show him the rash on your skin.
Yeah,
show
yeah.
him, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
instead of going to the doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I have always seen in the whole pharmacy, pharmaceutical industry,
yeah.
where people treat pharmacists that way. And I think in Dominica, pharmacists are very well respected. And I want to say it's also well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
You.
Because really and truly, when, I mean, the doctor is the one that will watch you and give you a medication, and the pharmacist is the one to actually supervise and oversee what you're taking and
yes.
if you're taking the correct dose and if you're taking the correct medicine too.
That's true.
Because I mean,
exactly.
if a doctor makes a mistake, you are the one with the eyes to see that a mistake
That's
is
true.
Made
right.
and
That's
to
true.
Call the doctor and tell
mm-hmm.
him, look what you give the patient and what and
mm-hmm.
what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much that happens in Dominica.
Yes,
and
we
how,
intercept
how well,
a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope that the doctors are not arrogant to maybe think that maybe they think they know more than me, that kind of thing.
They've changed a lot.
Yeah.
I must say that
Definitely.
We find that
yeah.
our doctors have changed a
yes.
lot.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say congratulations again to all pharmacists on Ireland.
Thank
have
you
a good
so
day,
much.
My brother.
Thank
you are an exceptional pharmacist.
Thank you.
You do a very good job, and even coming to educate the public, you are just inter.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a good
Thank
one, my brother.
You.
Have a nice day.
Much
have
appreciated.
Niceness.
Yeah. Again, that I'm glad that he mentioned that, because even for me, having worked in St. Kitts, it was similar. The culture was similar.
Mm-hmm.
There were pharmacies. I remember Mr. Brown, who was my manager at the time
mm-hmm.
at City Drugstore where I worked. He had a lot of experience, and the same thing. People came to Mr. Brown, and no matter what, they would. And so I think the culture is similar in all for the Caribbean islands. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning, my lady.
Good morning
to you,
morning.
My friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy Pharmacist Day to you.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
Mrs. Dover.
Yes.
And Mr. John Baptist. Those are the two three main people I know inside Jolly. And let me just tell that young man which you sent me to.
Mr. Blaise.
Yes.
Tell him that my husband said the thing would.
Excellent.
Okay.
So happy pharmacists.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All the pharmacists in the country.
Appreciate that.
Mr. How you call him again? Val.
Mr. Val Coffee, my
Val
good
Val
friend.
Coffee.
That's my good buddy.
Big time pharmacist long time ago.
Yes.
After his daddy. Yes. Bye-bye. Yes. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we really want to thank, you know, the government pharmacists as well. You know, all the government pharmacists who do a tremendous job as well. My good friend, my good friend, Mr. Johnson, at Roseau, at the Princess Margaret Hospital, together with my good friend, my MC friend, my good MC friend. The name just not coming in. Peter Prosper. I don't know, for whatever reason, Peter, my name just, you know, your name was giving me some trouble this morning. My good friend Peter Prosper, you know, as well, who is a leading pharmacist here in the primary healthcare system. Good morning to every pharmacist here on island. But we were saying as well too that we also look at appropriate use of medicines. We look at adherence of medication, ensuring that people are taking the right medications at the right time, the right dosage, right? The right routes. Okay. We look at that. We look at coordination of care, ensuring that the client may even have aftercare. Sometimes some people need a little support. Let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for calling.
It's caller named that. Let me just tell him happy pharmacist day to Mr. Peter Prosper. That's a beautiful young lady in that pharmacy. That's it. Yeah. Prosper, forgive me, please. I know you have
my Bye-bye. Yes, good morning. Yeah, so, because a lot of the times I have in my practice on numerous occasions, people have come, I'm seeking counsel on situations, and sometimes it has nothing to do with an actual illness, but something psychological or emotional that they need a perspective on, they need a support on. And as pharmacists, we do that a lot of the times, many, many times. Sometimes somebody just came from the doctor with a very dreadful diagnosis. Sometimes it's a disturbing diagnosis. They are afraid. They hand you the prescription and you see phobia all over them. You see them looking like they're flushed, ready to cry. And sometimes you just have to just pull them aside and just bring them into that room and have that consolation with them, give them that support. We do all of that. There are a lot of things that people don't necessarily recognize that we do behind the scenes that we do.
I mean, Carlton, I'm actually getting goosebumps because it happened with me as well. You know, the young lady handed me her prescription and she has tears in her eyes. And, you know, I also get emotional dealing with customers like that. So, you know, I mean, just talking with her. And sometimes, like you said, it had nothing to do with the prescription itself. It's what she was going through at the moment. And, I mean, just showing, you know, that we can relate.
Empathetic.
And relate on an emotional level, not just, you know, just dispensing and, oh, I don't care what you're going through. Here's your medication. Go on your merry way. No, that's not what we are about at all. You understand? We understand that everyone would have something going through at some point in time. We as pharmacists, not because we may be seen with our white coats and behind
the
counter.
We don't have all the stress.
Right? So, I mean, we are able to relate on that level, and behind the scenes, a lot goes on. So when you drop off your prescription at the end, it's not just about merely taking the medication off the shelf or mixing. Sometimes we have conversations with our farm tech or our colleagues, you know, from one branch to the next, and you may not even be aware of it, all to ensure that you're getting the best treatment and that this is the correct item. With doctors, sometimes we may say, okay, we're going to call a doctor. Sometimes we do it so quickly, you know, just to clarify something for you. But all in all, it's a process, and through our studies, we've learned or acquired a certain skills, right, and able to deliver certain situations, not just medicinal, but on the emotional aspect. You know, we had different assignments, different groups, and we did role play. We actually did role play in some of our classes, you know, where we played either the patient, the pharmacist, the patient, the doctor. Exactly. So it goes deeper than just the medicinal or aspect or the anatomy of the body, mm-hmm. you know, because as we do in our clinics, Carlton, there is actually a section on our forms that deals with wellness. So we will be asking clients, how happy are you? Mm-hmm. How much sleep do you get? Depending on where you work, are you comfortable? Are you happy? Because all in all, we look at the entire entity of health. What does it actually mean? So again, being happy, being emotionally intact, and happy with yourself does affect your health on a whole. So we as pharmacists ensure that you're not just getting the optimal treatment physically, but at least emotionally we are there with you. And if we cannot really give you the help that you need, of course we will always recommend you to professional help.
So. I'm very happy that you said that as well. I am just looking at Forbes statistics mm-hmm. in terms of the world's most trusted professionals, and actually pharmacists are the third.
Wow.
Yeah, pharmacists are number three on the list, nice. You know, and so people really do trust the work of the pharmacists. But even more so though, what I recognize too is that in Dominica, people are generally very comfortable with pharmacists. I've heard comments like, you know, when I talk to a pharmacist, I am more likely not going to hear it elsewhere compared to some other medical professionals. So sometimes people have that concern mm-hmm. that, you know, if, you know, I have something extremely personal. But one of the things that I've always said to people is that I think most of us would say that we've seen it all and heard it all. So in a sense, nothing really frightens us. It may seem that it's the first time we're going to hear it, but it's not, you know. So you may have a diagnosis, let's say, of herpes, genital herpes, and you're so nervous, you're so frightened. And to us, that's like everyday thing, you know. It's like something we see practically every day or every other day. So, you know, that is some of the misconception that sometimes people have in terms of trust. But we want to let you know that if we are to remember every client's name, condition that we've dealt with in a day, most of us, we would not have a brain at the end of the day.
At all.
So really and truly, we do not walk around with your condition or your name or your situation in our minds. Absolutely not. I don't think any of us do, because many of us would be stopped on the road from time to time and people would say, you remember so-and-so? And you really don't have a clue. I don't remember seeing you, more just remember what I would have given to you. So we really don't walk around with people's situation. Good morning to you, caller.
Good morning
to you, ma'am.
Good morning.
To both of you.
Morning.
Thank you.
I'm wishing you a good day.
Thank you
so much.
I can't take you to lunch, but I'm wishing you happy Pharmacist Day.
We appreciate that so much.
Orlando, you have been good to me. You have been helping me out. Mrs. Dover,
appreciate that.
And there's a tall man from from Salisbury.
Oh, Mr. John Baptist.
Yes, I don't know his name, but yes. This, I know you all. I know that since her.
Yes.
I knew her since before she joined that rank. But she has not. I'm not going really to her.
Yes,
okay. Because I'm homebound.
Okay.
And I wish Mr. Peter Prosper and Mr. Johnson at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
To have a good day as well. And all the other pharmacists in Dominica.
Thank you so much.
Carlton,
thank you.
You're doing a marvelous job.
I appreciate that, madam.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Doctor.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good
thank
day.
You. Thank you.
And we
do feel good that people recognize the work that we do. Because can you imagine if there were no pharmacists mm-hmm. at all?
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. Think of what would happen if really and truly there were no pharmacists. No pharmacists at all. And there were no pharmacists, let us say, who specializes in research, who specializes in the making of the medicines.
Right.
What would happen? And so when you begin to think that way, you'd recognize the role and how
and the
big
value.
And you know the value that pharmacists have and why they're so essential. Think of, you know, for example, you get a prescription with milligrams and micrograms and you make an error. So let's say something like digoxin. You make an error with a drug like that, or it's misread, or miscalculated, or it's not written clearly, and the pharmacist does not, you know, go for it and see that something doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. So think of what could happen. We have a caller. Good morning to you. Thank you for calling. Good morning, caller.
Okay. Yeah.
Feel free to call back. All right. So can you imagine what would happen?
Carlson, I mean, there is so much that, that goes into interpreting and translating, you know, a prescription. I'm sure many can relate coming from the doctor with a prescription and they cannot understand anything and we're just typing away or we're saying, okay, well, this is so-and-so. And they're asking us, but how are we able to interpret and translate? And I mean, we must admit, certain times it is
so ambiguous. Yeah,
so ambiguous that we must call, you know, to clarify when it is very, how do I say it, unlawful to just guess something, especially if you cannot make it out. And sometimes we consult each other.
Yeah, so we get a consensus.
Right. And the best way to clarify is to call, because in the event where we make a guess and it's the incorrect item, you know, the patient suffers, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not going to play like we're gods of prescriptions. There's a lot that we understand, even though it seems like scribble, but there are times when we really cannot make out and we are not going to guess. So you will not find us guessing. We will have instances where we'd send you back to the doctor to write it clearly, right? Just for your safety. You see, same theme, safe and effective medication. So we want to make sure that we are under, you know, doing what we're supposed to do.
One of the other areas of pharmacy that is very interesting as well is the interpretation and narration of information. Many times people do come to us having gone to their doctors and are given medications or prescription to buy or to get a medication from the dispensary. And you begin to give, you know, counsel regarding the medication. Ma'am, this is your medication. There are two medicines that are prescribed for you, both of which are antibiotics. I'm going to explain to you the differences between the two in a very, you know, in a summary or precise manner. And then they say, well, how come the doctor didn't tell me that? Or why am I on two antibiotics? And then you have to be able to interpret the information or the rationale why these two antibiotics are used versus one. And so these are things that we do that oftentimes the doctors may not necessarily do. One, because they think it's the responsibility of the pharmacist to do so. Or two, sometimes because of time constraints. They don't have all the time to do so. And so that's where we come in and we give you that information. We may also give you information regarding the right timing of the medicines. Should I take food with it or not take food with it? Do I take it in the morning versus the afternoon or the evening? Do I take it on an empty stomach? Can I drink or eat certain things with it? Can I go to bed immediately after, you know, taking this medicine? I'm given an injection. What sites, what areas of the body should I inject? How often should I inject that particular site? You know, so all of these things, information, we often relate to people. I know sometimes we have situations where clients feel they know it all or they can Google it and they don't have the time to listen to you, but it is often more prudent to take some, whether it's just 1 extra minute, 2 extra minutes, just listen to your pharmacist and ask questions if you have a question or two before dashing out of the pharmacy without appreciating why you are going to use this medicine and what this medicine is primarily going to do for you.
Right, Carlton. You know, various times persons would get a recommendation and come to us and figure, well, I'm not going to take this medication because, you know, I don't have this condition or ailment. My doctor didn't tell me why he was giving me this medication. Like you listed, Carlton, it may be because the doctor felt, okay, I am treating a certain condition and this is what it is for, and probably an oversight, probably they were talking with the patient and it probably slipped, you know, their mind to tell them exactly why certain things would be prescribed to them. And I think that's a problem in a sense where if patients do not understand the importance of certain treatments, then they will not feel compelled to take their medication. Just up till this morning, Carlton, a certain item was on a gentleman's prescription, and he's wondering, but why he has to take this. So I pulled him on the side, and we talked about, you know, why he went to the doctor, what procedures he has to undertake, and then it clicked the importance of a certain item prescribed. You know, so it all goes into understanding why certain things are recommended, and then you'd understand the importance of taking it in order for you to get better. Like I always tell clients, one medication may have more than one use.
Sure.
So sometimes a patient will come to ask, what is this medication for? Now, unless it is written on your book or a prescription exactly what you've been treated for, and I know this item is treated for a variety of conditions, it is unfair for me to just say, oh, this is for this. Well, I don't have that. Why did my doctor prescribe this? Prescribe this to me right away. You can tell the person is not going to be compliant. So this is why you would you would realize we would ask a line of questions to understand your background, why you went to the doctor, and then we would be able to give you a proper reason as to why this one was prescribed to you. Because compliance is key. It makes no sense. You pay your money, you go to the doctor, you get a prescription, you buy the medication, and the medication just stays there. And you don't understand why, and you just figure you don't need to take it.
So I we're going to take a break, but I'm going to, just before the break, I'm going to give you a joke. I'm going to maybe ask you, Slim, my producer, based on the poll, which profession do you believe had the least score?
Oh, wow.
Slim, which profession do you believe had the least score? People just don't trust.
Oh, gosh. I really cannot say.
The politicians. They had the least score. They had the least score. People, 8%. 8% of the poll trusted politician, and the other least score was car salesman. We're gonna take a break. This was really. We're gonna take a break.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and down King Cross Street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking. Boost up your immune system, Jolly's working, yeah.
Yo, Dominicus, the white father fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy, they boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you, and we have a caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for holding. The caller has left. Again, the numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. You may want to call from overseas as well. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning, caller. All right, feel free to... Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, okay, good morning to you, caller.
Mr. Lando, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. How are you?
Wonderful people.
Thank you so much.
Put in everything.
Appreciate.
And I want to say happy Pharmacy's Day. And to those of the cast at the hospital.
Yes.
Those are the Gardens Hospital.
Health Center.
Gardens Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
They're very wonderful people. I can come anytime, anyhow. No problem.
Okay. Good vibes. Thank you so much.
This morning, last night, God of Prince was busy praying because when I pray, the family are usually in intercession. I want to share the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. All right. So, again, thank you so much for the greetings and for the congratulations and for supporting pharmacies on Ireland. We truly appreciate that. Of our very own pharmacies, Mr. Okay, Rick, yes. Blairs, Oren Jolly, Stella Giddens, Gemma George, mm-hmm. Mrs. Dover,
Andy Jolly,
Jacinta, Fagan Defo, and yours truly, all of which are registered pharmacies and the Jolly's team. Again, I believe we really give our best every day. We give our best. We try our best to be there for you, to listen to you, to support you as well when you do come to us. And so we want to say that we appreciate you, mm-hmm. and we appreciate the support that you've given to our team of pharmacies here on Ireland. So, Jacinta, we are going to shift gears a bit for the next 25 minutes. We have been seeing a few cases of dengue popping up, cases of dengue popping up on the island. I know that the Health Promotion Unit, they have been doing a good job. I have listened to the public health education piece that is being aired on DBS. I think it's narrated by the coordinator, Mignan Shillingford Role, encouraging us what we need to do to prevent the spread and the multiplication of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which causes dengue. And so all of us have a responsibility to ensure that, one, we do not leave any containers in our yards that will collect water from time to time. That is rainwater, any running water. We may have waters in our premises that are blocked. We need to unblock them. We may have ravines that are close by that we have to pay attention to. We may have trees that are really big and we need to prune some of the branches. You know, we may have blocks that collect waters. We may have toys in the yard. You know, anything that can collect water, we have to be aware of that and do everything in our power to eradicate and prevent and control the spread of dengue.
Definitely. I have heard on the radio, Carlton, I'm not sure if you heard it as well, that there will be a time where certain persons will be passing around
fogging,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are urging, you know, persons to
residents to leave
their house open, their windows and doors, so that the fog mm-hmm. is able to travel through, because you know it doesn't make sense, you have everywhere locked up mm-hmm. and the fog cannot get through. So that's to prevent and to eradicate mm-hmm. mosquitoes from those areas.
Right. I think they use malathion to as the fogging agent to kill the mosquitoes.
Of course.
Doesn't necessarily have a very nice smell, but the aim is, would you prefer be uncomfortable for a few minutes rather than be uncomfortable and even put yourself at health risk or even complications for a few days or even a few weeks?
That's it.
So it's better to just weigh and balance and say, you know what, this is a gas. Mm-hmm, it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be there for very long.
Exactly.
You know,
and it's for a true effective purpose, right? What I can say though, Carlton, if you are collecting water in containers or whatnot, to monitor the water, because if it is left uncovered or unmonitored there, and of course it's just sitting there, then it's going to become a breeding ground for mosquitoes. So some people may cover it with a seal or put a cloth over it and seal the ends. Mm-hmm. But if you do have any item that is made to collect water or has a make to collect water when it rains or so forth, make sure that they are checked regularly, even the drains or ravines or items around or pools of water that may be collected and would be breeding grounds for mosquitoes. For inside, again, if you have any
vase,
right,
water.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Again, check them out. And I mean, it's those things that would slip our mind. It may not be on our to-do list, on the top of our to-do list, but they are very important. And dengue, how should I say it? You will be you'll be in a lot of pain with dengue, and the treatment is available, yes, but to save ourselves from this phase, we must do all what we can in our power to prevent the spread of this virus through the mosquitoes. There are certain repellents that are available. We, as well at Jolly's Pharmacy, carry a wide range of insect repellents. One of ours, particularly the citronella petroleum product of ours, which also contains vitamin E, coconut oil, is one of our products that's available to be used. So insect repellent, you wear in the proper clothing. If you are able to get the netted screens, for your windows and doors, those also prevent mosquitoes from coming in. So there are certain things that you can do to ensure that you prevent the breeding of those mosquitoes. So dengue is a very serious illness, debilitating disease, very painful, with fever, body aches, and so forth. So let's try our best as a community, as a family, to ensure that we do all what we can to prevent this virus from spreading.
Right, and we all concerned. We are concerned. Generally, we know around this time of year, summertime, we have a few cases of dengue. Mm-hmm. Mosquito-borne illnesses are more prevalent, and so we just wanting people to be more cautious in terms of preventing and protecting themselves and their family from developing dengue. Jacinta did narrate to you some of the precautions and guidelines that you can follow to protect your household, your family as well, even the type of clothing that you may want to wear in the evenings. Dark clothing generally tend to attract mosquitoes. If you're wearing black or navy blue,
yes.
These types of colors, or even charcoal gray, they will tend to attract the mosquitoes. So it might be better to wear light color clothing at this time rather than dark color clothing. Mm-hmm. It may be a good time as well to use insecticides. At least, you know, you might be out in the day. You get in, you can spray the house, get out of the house for about 30 minutes thereabouts, and then get back, ensuring that you have window screens. You know, these insecticides do work, and they tend to reduce the numbers in terms of the population of mosquitoes. So we just want you to be cautious, to be guided, and to protect yourself and your family. However, we want to say that if you recognize or you suspect that you may have, for example, fever that's just not going away, eye pain, muscle pain, loss of appetite, joint pains, the best thing that you want to do is to really seek the intervention or the assessment of your healthcare provider. Don't sit at home and self-diagnose yourself and say, well, you know, I suspect I have dengue. It's best to really have the evaluation done, assessment done by the healthcare provider who can now confirm whether you have or not. Again, if dengue is suspected, it is best that you avoid aspirin products. Do not take anything of aspirin. It might be best not to take ibuprofen as well. It might be best to not take diclofenac. The preferred choice of painkiller would be paracetamol or acetaminophen, as it is called, or Tylenol. These are the preferred choices that you'd want to use for the pain. Your doctor may also... antibiotics are not really used, so it makes no sense coming to the pharmacy and say, well, I suspect I may need some antibiotics. That won't be given to you. We recommend a lot of bed rest. We recommend, you know, maybe using vitamin C that would help, using juices, having some fresh juices that would help as well. Okay, so the aim is to control the fever as much as possible. You want to control the fever. Okay, so Jacinta, in terms of, we know that we do have high-risk groups. We're talking about children, the elderly, people who are immunocompromised as well. You know, you want to ensure that these people are very much protected too.
Yes, definitely. You know that those groups, children, young children, the elderly, immunocompromised persons, that means that their immune system or the strength of their immune system is very low. So they may have some other type of condition that has attacked their immune system. So they may not be as strong as someone considered very healthy with no condition, no type of ailment. All right, so those persons in particularly have to be extra careful, and those taking care of those individuals have to ensure that they take the necessary steps to prevent them from getting sick, because if their immune system is already weakened by certain illnesses, then being attacked by another condition that targets the immune system, this means that their sickness will just be increased, you know. So persons who are taking care of them, and for yourselves as well, because you have to be in optimal health as well to ensure that you are able to take care of them effectively, right? So remember that young children, their immune system will not be as strong as adults, and the elderly just the same. Remember, many of them suffer with many types of conditions, whether it's diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, and they're generally weaker than they were as younger folks. So with them, you have to give them special care and assistance, and of course prevention of sickness is key. Definitely.
Right. And so what you want to be, you want to really pay attention to the symptoms, ensuring that the symptoms are not worsened. You want to ensure that the person doesn't have existing conditions that may exacerbate or make the situation worse. Particularly if you know the client may have had or may have cancer and is getting chemotherapy at the moment, that in itself compromises their immune system. The patient may have some other conditions, particularly if you have conditions like lupus. You know, you want to you want to be cautious, or if you're suffering with rheumatoid arthritis, you know, you want to be cautious as well. So at this time, we just not to frighten you, but just to alert you and to let you do everything in your power to take care of your environment, to encourage your neighbor to take care of his or her environment as well. We are going to take a short break, and then we will be right back with you on Health Vibes.
Morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street. Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong. Now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking. We cater for everyone. Jolly's walking. Boost up your immune system. Jolly's walking. Yeah.
Dominicus, the white father fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM, Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30, it's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
Tune in.
Tune in.
So we're back with you on Health Vibes. This morning we're doing a few stops. It is Caribbean. It is not Caribbean, but World Pharmacy Day. World Pharmacist Day. It's a day for a pharmacist. So it's a good day to show love, maybe bring some roses for your favorite pharmacies. Don't bring a bottle of whiskey, yeah? But it's a good time to show some love to your favorite pharmacist, wherever that person is or wherever that person is working. Give that person a call. Let that person know that you truly appreciate the services and support that you've given, that they have given to you. Jacinta, tomorrow we have a very interesting activity planned, and that is to commemorate and to celebrate Caribbean Wellness Month. We have partnered with the Casa Bros Health team, and we are having a massive health fair at the Casa Bros Polyclinic. That is at the Casa Bros Polyclinic. We are having a massive health fair. So that is the Casa Bros Health team and Jolly's Pharmacy are coming together to have a massive health fair tomorrow in the community of Casa Bros from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we will be coming along. This is sometimes that people tend to gravitate towards strangers. And so health teams around Dominica, those that we've collaborated with, are always excited because we tend to always catch the people that would never really access the services of the health center. And so we will be there. We will be doing the relevant preventative health checks with the clients that we will be seeing. We are hoping as well that maybe they can offer HIV screening too tomorrow. Just make it a comprehensive screening day at that venue. We are excited to be part of what is happening. We are looking forward to being in Castlebrooks for the entire day. Our team are excited. We are all charged up and looking forward to the massive health fair in Castlebrooks. Come tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Not forgetting as well, October is just around the corner. October 5 or October 5th, as we would normally say, is the Cancer Walk. Every year, hundreds of people do this amazing walk. I know that there is one leg of the walk starts from Point Michelle to the Bayfront, and then the other one from Mams in Massac to the Bayfront. That is happening on October 5. That is a Saturday afternoon. For the walk, the registration is $25. I'm not too sure the status of it, but I suspect registration is still going on, where you'll get a shirt and be branded for the walk. Jolly's Pharmacy is always playing a huge part, and so our staff will be part of that walk to raise funds for the Dominica Cancer Society. As we never know who can be afflicted or affected with cancer and may need help. And so that is why it's important for all of us to solidify our support with the Dominica Cancer Society. And so this walk is taking place October 5, if all goes well. We pray for good weather, and so that hundreds of us will take to the streets and do that walk. October 5, again, the walk, we have one starts in Point Michelle to the Bayfront, and the other one from by Mams or Simons to the Bayfront. Okay? We have just about 5 minutes. We're going to take one more break and then just wrap up today's show.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and Donkey Cross Street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking.
Say, why Father Fox, whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy, they boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you. It's just four more minutes on the show. As you know, we end at 11:30. It's now 11:26. And so we just want, again, to pay homage, pay solidarity and support to all pharmacies here on Dominica, here in Dominica, or colleagues from the Caribbean Association of Pharmacies, wherever you are, whether it's from Jamaica, you're from the Cayman Islands, you're from Guyana, you're from Belize. All these countries are part of the Caribbean Association of Pharmacies. So we want to big all our Caribbean pharmacies a happy Caribbean Pharmacist Day. I know that Jamaica is putting up some amazing activity, as well as Guyana. And so we really want to see that we're thankful that God has placed us in such a profession. We're happy that we are here to serve you and to serve you with excellence and dignity and integrity. We are here to ensure that you optimize your health and wellness. We are here to ensure that you are treated, you know, in a very humane way, and that we can support you in whatever situation that you might be facing as it relates to your overall health and safety. Remember that your health, again, is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it, because money may help you, but it cannot restore, it cannot restore some things, particularly as it relates to your health. And so we want to really encourage you to take very good care of yourself and take care of your overall, take care of your family as well. So we are just about wrapping up today's show on World Pharmacist Day. We say to you goodbye. See you next week as we get, I suspect somebody trying to call us, just as we're about to leave. Let's hear what this was saying. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning, caller. Okay, so I suspect the person has gone. But to everybody, let's say to you, have a good morning. Take care of yourself. Until next week, Friday, until next week, Wednesday, on another episode of Health Vibes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.